With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The White House is drawing attention to gas prices on this holiday weekend. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has more.
With many Americans traveling over Memorial Day weekend, White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt points to a bright spot in the economy.
According to the fuel savings platform Gas Buddy, the national average price of gasoline is expected to be $3.08 on Memorial Day.
And that's well below Gas Buddy's average of $3.58 per gallon on Memorial Day last year. AAA forecasted that more than 39 million people are traveling by car this weekend. Greg Clugston, Washington.
We are marking Memorial Day this weekend, but lots to celebrate of a military nature this year. 2025 is the 250th anniversary of the U.S. Army, Navy, and Marine Corps. It's the 80th anniversary of the end of World War II, the 75th anniversary of the start of the Korean War, the 50th anniversary of the end of the Vietnam conflict. A number of Republican senators are concerned about changes to Medicaid.
Senator Josh Hawley and at least three others are threatening to oppose Medicaid reforms that would cut benefits. While it's unclear as of yet as to what changes constitutes a benefit cut and where they'll draw a line, senators are taking a close look at limits in the bill on states' ability to use health care providers' taxes to collect more federal Medicaid funding. The legislation freezes provider taxes at current levels and forbids the addition of new ones. Hawley, as well as Senators Susan Collins, Lisa Murkowski, and Jerry Moran, are concerned about the impact the tax freeze will have on rural providers. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
President Trump has signed executive orders to speed up the development of nuclear power and grant the Energy Secretary authority to approve advanced nuclear designs and projects. The order would reorganize the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission. This is SRN News. A victory for Republicans in the California Assembly. That body has passed a bill that would increase the penalties for sex trafficking 16 and 17-year-olds. Young people ages 16 to 17 were not included in bipartisan legislation on sex trafficking passed last year, and the GOP wanted to fix that oversight. However, some Democrats fought the new legislation, saying that it could somehow be used by parents who wanted to break up interracial or gay relationships amongst their children. Even California Governor Gavin Newsom rejected that argument. The U.S. Supreme Court has ordered the Maine legislature to allow a censured Republican lawmaker to vote. Representative Laurel Libby was censured for a social media post in which she decried the state's practice of allowing boys to compete against girls in school sports. The Democrat majority House of Representatives censured Libby, barring her from voting. She filed suit arguing the punishment deprives her constituents of representation. This is SRN News. The days of new shiny pennies are numbered.
The U.S. Mint is moving forward with plans to kill the coin. The U.S. Mint made its final order of penny blanks and is planning to stop producing the coin when those run out. Earlier this year, President Donald Trump announced that he had ordered his administration to stop production of the one-cent coin. A Treasury Department employee says they're expected to save about $56 million through reduced material costs by stopping penny production. Fans of the penny say its usefulness in charity drives and relative bargain in production costs make it worth saving. Haya Pinjwani, Washington.
Today is Sunday, May the 25th. It's the 145th day of 2025. The moon is waning. Evening stars are Jupiter and Mars. On this date in history, 1787, the first regular session of the Constitutional Convention, which drew up the Constitution, convened in Philadelphia. This is SRN News.